USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. An American ally is encouraging all Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." Canada is among Western countries involved in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics, as is the United States. Holiday sales this year are going to be more than double what they were last year, an estimated over $800 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Travelers are running into more and more flight delays as the weekend goes on. There were over 3,000 canceled or delayed flights yesterday by American carriers. Worldwide, the number was over 6,000 cancellations and delays. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I wanted to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Portions of the West Coast are seeing some wintry weather. Even San Diego is now expected to get a little bit of light snow sometime on Sunday. Most of the U.S. southern region is toasty this Christmas, temps in the 80s. Despite a Democratic White House and a Democratic majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats have not been able to get voting rights legislation over the finish line yet. Here's more about one of the big concerns now among party leaders from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Enthusiasm among these key groups could be affected in midterm elections that are expected based on historical trends to favor Republicans. On voting rights, spokesperson Jen Psaki says the president is committed.
It's a fundamental priority for him. It's something that is essential so that people across the country are able to exercise their right to vote, to participate in the democratic process.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A sometimes controversial lawmaker has issued a Christmas message of her own, and here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards with more.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she is working to see the U.S. restored to its Christian principles in a Christmas video message shared on Friday.
In these challenging and troubling times, we would do well to remember the words of the great Christmas carol, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King." I believe with all my heart, if our lives and laws reflect the teachings of the King of Kings, the more peace, prosperity, and freedom we will enjoy.
The religious Republican Congresswoman began by wishing a joyous and glorious Christmas season to Americans in her Georgia district and across the nation. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And singer Justin Bieber has become the first artist in the history of Spotify to surpass 90 million monthly listeners. The Canadian pop star has had quite a year, releasing his sixth studio album, Justice, back in March. Followed it up with an EP, Freedom. In April, he also was featured on Skrillex's Don't Go and Juice WRLD's posthumous track, Wandered to L.A. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.